Hey there.
How you doing?
Happy Wednesday, hump day. 6:45, it's Q105. Susie's here. Trisha off all week. Her dad passed. She'll be, her family. I talked to her yesterday. She's doing fantastic. He was 90, okay, and he went to sleep. And she's actually, she'll tell you Monday when she's back on the air. And, of course, there's Yummy 320 Paulette's here.
Hey, buddy.
Cloudy and windy today, high near 40. It's 26 right now at the Cumulus Compound. I just looked out back the west side of the building, and it's all cloud cover, Susie. We won't be watching the blue moon, super blood moon thing.
You don't have to climb the tower, Paul.
Yeah, I just checked.
You're off the hook.
I was excited about it yesterday, and I saw a moon. I was like, oh, there it is, but it wasn't it.
Yeah, nope, it's today. The super de-duper moon is out there. Anyway, so deal with that. But it's going to be 40 today, so that's not bad.
We'll take it.
That's good. All right, play along on the show. Call or text us on the First Insurance Group. Text line 419-240-1055. Vin, I know it's your birthday, but get ready and go to school, dude. All right. I love Dr. Frankel, right?
Yes.
They're my dentist, been since we moved back. They're doing something really cool today. If your mouth is in pain, they're doing a free new patient exam. Now, this is free. You get a full mouth of x-rays. That's not cheap.
That can't be true.
You get digital images.
Are you reading that right?
Uh-huh.
Those are expensive.
And intraoral photos for the first 10 people that call the Toledo Dr. Frankel office starting at 7:30 today.
What kind of photos are those?
What's that phone number?
Intraoral photos. Photos inside of your mouth, Paul.
No.
That's what it says, intraoral. But it's only the Toledo office only. So if you're living in pain or you got jacked up teeth, you just don't know how bad it is, well, this is for you. But you can't call till 7:30. It's their number in Toledo, 419-474-9611, 474-9611. But it's only the first 10 people.
All right, Paul, you know what to do.
474-9611.
Okay.
This is a heck of a nice free thing.
I know. Because
they want to help
people. That's cool.
And they can put together a plan and help you get through it. Yeah,
I know. Wow. Cha-ching.
Yeah. So there you go. So that's starting today at 7:30. It's exclusively for the Q listeners. Wow. You got to mention me, though, Denny, because I'm awesome. All right. 6:48. Where are we? Oh, we got this. There's going to be lots of eating on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, of course.
Yep.
And as a matter of fact, if you want us to crash your Super Bowl party, send me an email, denny@q1055.com. Give me your address, your cell phone, and tell us what your Super Bowl signature item is, whatever, because some people do like a margarita theme, which would be really nice for us to visit, wouldn't it be good? Or they do chicken wings, or they do chili, or they do who knows what. You guys, people are crazy, and we love it. If we, we get enough. We're going to select 5 emails, and we're going to actually show up in the Q car with canned koozies and other treats. The treats yet. And Susie, me, Paul, and Security Jeff, our muscle, will be stopping by Super Bowl party starting at 3 o'clock on Super Bowl Sunday. We're coming to your house. We're going to Facebook Live it. Email me, denny@q1055.com. Now, food. 10 healthiest foods of the world. You want to know what they are?
The 10 healthiest?
No, yeah.
I guess.
Fine.
Actually, no, let's start with this. Let's start with the Super Bowl one, and then I'll get to that. All right, so Super Bowl, a lot of people like wings. They have a wing theme party.
Yeah.
According to the National Chicken Council's annual chicken wing report, who knew, Americans eat 1.35 billion wings over the Super Bowl weekend.
Wow.
That's an all-time record, up almost 2% from last year. Then they polled people to find out their favorite sauces. Meaning things that either go on the wings or things that you dip them in. First off, you like chicken wings, Susie. I'm thinking you're a chicken chunker.
Do you like the wings? I like chunks better, but it's all good.
It's because you're snooty. Paul, what about you?
Wings, honey barbecue, cider ranch.
I like wings, hot wings, garlic, and you dip in barbecue. What do you dip yours in, Susan?
Well, I'm just like a mild buffalo.
Okay, so do you dip them in anything? A mild buffalo sauce.
Ranch. Oh, okay, ranch or blue cheese.
Yeah.
Ranch is number one.
Okay.
59% of people says it goes the best with wings. 58% say buffalo sauce or hot sauce. Barbecue sauce is third, Paul. They're tied second, 48%.
Cool.
Then it's honey mustard. Then at fifth, 33% blue cheese. Teriyaki sauce is 23%. 15% sriracha.
Oh, okay.
And 8% of you have no life. You like plain wings with no sauce.
seems weird.
Yeah, I'm not coming to your party if you don't have any sauce. What the hell? All right, my favorite, hot garlic wings. Unless I'm in a mood where I don't want to get my fingers all yucky, then I'll do chunks. But I like garlic wings.
Okay.
And then, oh, you got to smother it in the blue cheese, man.
Oh, you're a blue cheese
fan. Oh, dipsity-do and the blue cheese. I'm telling you what, it's like a mouth party.
Oh, it is.
You don't like the blue cheese, do you?
Speaking of interoral. No, yeah. Bill Bullock. Barbecue and ranch all the way.
That's it. All right, there you go.
Okay.
All right, so there you go. So hook up your people that are coming
plan
to your party. All right, mistakes you make in the kitchen, all right? Because, you know, people are going to be cooking all weekend. Mistakes people make in the kitchen, it could make you sick. Da, da, da!
Yeah,
could make you sick.
There's a lot of duties in the kitchen.
How many cutting boards you got at your house, Susan?
One that we use regularly.
Oh, big mistake. You need two.
Two.
Yeah, if you only own one cutting board, you got to have at least two. One for raw meat and one for everything else.
But if you wash it and sanitize it between uses, what's the big deal?
I'm just telling you what the experts say. You go ahead. You want to go ahead and risk your life.
Live dangerously. Sure.
And one, is your cutting board meat plastic or wood?
It's not wood. I think it's plastic.
Well, the one for meat should be plastic.
Really?
That's what it says. The quickest way to sanitize a cutting board, using a spray bottle with bleach water and the right mix, 1 tablespoon of unscented bleach for every gallon of water. Washing raw meat. You wash your meat, Susan? Don't touch it over there. Let it go.
I wash chicken breasts.
Okay. Do you massage them? Sorry.
I pound them.
You do?
Sometimes you got to pound them with the mallet.
You pound your breasts?
Mm-hmm. When I was making chicken cordon bleu, I didn't pound it enough.
Mm-hmm.
That surprises me.
They were too thick.
I'm very surprised by that little nugget from you, Paul. A lot of people do it even though it increases your chances of getting sick by washing your meat.
Really?
I thought you're supposed to wash meat.
When water from the faucet hits the meat, it splatters and the juices go all over your kitchen.
Yeah.
So you end up with things like E. coli and salmonella everywhere. Using the same sponge way too long is another mistake people make.
Yeah.
That's in our house. Yeah. We do that. Yeah.
You're supposed to replace it every 2 weeks. Tossing it in the dishwasher or microwave kills some of the bacteria, but not all of it. And the last one, letting leftovers sit out too long. As a general rule, don't let anything sit out for more than 2 hours. Well, you're screwed at a Super Bowl party because you're going to have food out for longer than that, probably. After that, there could be enough bacteria to make you sick. So there you go. And then finally, and then we're going to break because I want to come back with something I think we can have some fun with. There's a big straw debate going on the internet.
Straw?
Uh-huh.
Oh, like whether you use a straw or not?
No. Wait till you hear this. This is how stupid the internet is. But it's actually fun because it takes away from all the bashing and the hate and all the political and all the other crap that's going on. It's kind of a fun thing. But here's the 10 healthiest thing. Do you got a George Foreman grill?
No.
I used to.
I do.
I used to. You got it. Okay, so the next time you grill up something, you know, and you got all that juice, all the grease from it, drink it. It's healthy.
No, it is not.
According to the story.
That's nasty.
Science says, Susie.
Dude, that's nasty, Paul, because it's at an angle, it's the best. Runs off in this little tray.
Scientists ranked 100 healthiest food in the world based on all nutrients they contain. Number 8 is pork fat. So if you're cooking up some pork you drink the pork fat.
No,
it's a good source of B vitamins and minerals.
Not happening.
It's got to be pork fat, though. Well, you know, the next time you do bacon, drink it. Drink
Ew,
the juice.
Dude,
it'll close off your arteries, but it's good for you.
All right, so the top healthiest foods. Number one healthy food is almonds. Isn't that what Tricia has in here all the time?
Yeah, that's what we have, almonds.
Cherimoya fruit. I don't know what that is. That's number two. Ocean perch fish. Ooh, I love me some perch. Ooh. Then flatfish. Chia seeds, pumpkin seeds, Swiss chard, pork fat, like I said, beet greens, and snapper.
Uh-oh.
So 3 fish are 10 healthiest.
Wow.
Leave it alone. Some of the most popular foods that finish outside the top 10, tangerines are 14th, peas at 15th, chili powder 25th, kale 31st, cherries 47th, oranges 82nd, carrots 88th, sweet potatoes are number 100. So there you go.
Wow.
Some of that on your Super Bowl menu.
So
all right, 6:55 coming back. There's a raging debate going on the internet, so I'll tell you about that. Coming up next, don't move. Denny, Susie, Paula hanging out with you.